I'm Rona Tarrant. 40 people have been killed and more than 20 seriously wounded in shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described the incidents as a terrorist attack and one of the country's darkest days. Police said three men and one woman were in custody, while Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said one of those arrested was an Australian citizen who was an extremist right-wing violent terrorist. A Connecticut court has ruled that families of schoolchildren killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook mass shooting can sue American gunmaker Remington. In a 5-4 vote, the state Supreme Court said the lawsuit could proceed on the basis of state consumer protection laws. The gun was used by Adam Lanza, who killed 27 people, including 20 elementary school students. In the aftermath of the shooting, US bishops called on legislators to strengthen regulations of firearms and improve access to healthcare for those with mental health needs. In the UK, MPs have voted for Prime Minister Theresa May to ask the EU for a delay to Brexit. It means the UK might not leave on March 29th as previously planned. May says Brexit could be delayed by 3 months if MPs back her deal in a vote next week. If they reject her deal again, then she says she'll seek a longer extension, but any delay has to be agreed by the 27 other EU member states. A US Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has ruled that the state of Ohio can stop funding Medicaid services provided by Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities. In an 11-6 vote, the court overturned a ruling last year by a three-judge panel of the court that the funding ban violated the due process rights of Planned Parenthood affiliates. Pro-life groups praised the decision, saying it was a victory that would hopefully be reflected in future court decisions in other regions. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said he believes the future of the US and Ireland is entwined. Varadkar was speaking at the White House during an annual ceremony where he presented President Trump with a customary bowl of shamrock ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Varadkar said he hoped the US would not lose sight of the things that made it great, including immigration, freedom and civil rights. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.